Today I'm questioning, does a slick sales pitch work in social media? Have you ever seen one of those slick sales pitches that seem to suck the money right out of your pocket? You know, like those vacuum cleaner demonstrations where they show you how their vacuum will pick up nails and screws and even lift a bowling ball with its superior suction. These are the sort of clever sales tactics where they show you that even after all those nails, screws, it will pick up the dirt that your tired old machine leaves behind. The dirty proof is right there in front of you, and you don't really want your home to be that filthy, do you? With all the nasty filth and bacteria and dust mites, it's only a matter of time until your kids get asthma, and the doctor bills will cost you a squillion times what their vacuum cleaner will cost. So really, they're not selling you a vacuum cleaner. They're saving your kids' lives and keeping you from going bankrupt with all the medical bills. This is really not a laughing matter, and it all goes to prove that you need the Sucker Sucker 4000. The massive power of the Sucker Sucker 4000 will suck up dirt better than the competition, but at a fraction of the cost. When you add in all those medical bills, it actually pays you to buy this machine. Plus, every spouse is more amorous when their back is not hurting. Think about how many times your wife complains about hauling that big old heavy vacuum up and down the stairs. She won't be complaining of a backache with the Sucker Sucker 4000. You like sex, don't you? Guess what? Your tired old vacuum will do most of that stuff too. It's a sales pitch, and it's not designed to save your kids' lives. It's designed to get the money out of your pocket and into theirs. The tragedy of social media pitches. There's no disputing the value of good marketing. Marketing is where the sales come from. Marketing builds companies and puts the money in their bank account. Marketing has changed, and many companies struggle to adapt. They're trying so hard to hold on to yesterday's values that their marketing sucks, as strong as that vacuum cleaner. They're still trying to sustain the lies and deception of old-school pitches and excessively boastful statements while the market passes them by. The smart ones figured out that they just need to provide the best offerings they can and be honest, and their fans will do the boasting for them. People got smarter, and many cleverly devised mysteries were revealed. The semi-honest tactics that used to bring in customers may still work for a while, but not forever. It mostly works on the naive who do not take the extra effort to shop around and pay attention. Those naive and impulsive people are wising up. The most naive of all were the same people who took the economic collapse extra hard. They were suckered far too often, and now they're mad. The ease of comparison shopping and more cautious spending makes the slick pitches less effective. Just look at my industry for an example. How many people in the SEO, that search engine optimization industry, do you think have built up sales with sleazy tactics? I see it all the time, and when the customers find out that the SEO is a fraud and their tactics are more harmful than good, they change their company name and go into hiding like Osama bin Laden. It happens a lot more than you may think. It is like those traveling magazine salesmen. By the time you realize that you never got the magazines you paid for, they're in another town scamming another would-be reader. What about social media marketing? Have you happened to notice the massive number of people who became social media experts in the last few years? How did that happen? They were not trained in marketing or have decades of experience, but now they know a bunch of buzzwords and how to suck up bowling balls with a vacuum cleaner. It happened because many people really want to have hope. And that is the big con job of the majority of social media marketing people. They sell ridiculous hopes that they will save companies from destruction by setting them up on Facebook and Twitter. As with other industries, people are figuring out things the hard way, and now they're starting to shop more carefully. Many of the social media experts are not so expert once you lift the curtain and turn on the lights. A strong case can be made about the uneven distribution of intelligence among our population. Yes, there are a lot of very unintelligent people out there who will buy anything. You are different, and I know that because you are here and reading my blog. You have a higher IQ than a potato, so you can surely see beyond the common trickery. Some truths about a sales pitch. The truth about a sales pitch is that they are designed to bring you to an emotional peak and then close the sale while you are still excited about the product or service. The numbers may vary by industry, but there's generally less than 1% of people who will come back for the purchase if the sale is not closed immediately at the conclusion of the presentation. Even in cases where the sale is not made right then, the buyer's decision has been made. They are either committed to the sale right then or they're not. How this is applied to online marketing, and especially in social media marketing efforts, is that the buyer has a lot more control over the sales pitch. They will Google your name, check for reviews, and see if your equivalent to the Sucker 4000 is really what you say it is. If it really is, they may decide to watch you and think about your product or service for a while until they are ready to buy. If you're doing your job right, the customer will pay attention. They will bookmark your website, subscribe to your mailing list, and they will think about the wonderful day when they will own what you sell. Until that time, it is your job to make it easier for them to remember you and how much better they will feel once they make their purchasing decision. Once they are your customer, it is your duty to be sure they love your brand enough to tell their friends and give you positive reviews across the internet. When this happens, the sales cycle comes full circle and you are put on a path to growth. The way I see it is you have two options for your sales pitch. Here are some of your options to consider. There are many degrees of how much you will incorporate these extremes, and finding your perfect balance is important. You could just keep sucking up nails and looking for more people to present your pitch to. You can keep dismissing the non-buyers as idiots and child abusers for leaving their home so filthy by not buying your Sucker 4000. Another option is that you show more longevity, take a long-term approach, and help others do the selling for you. You can give the real facts, keep the hype a bit less creepy, and cultivate a customer base who love you for your integrity and fine offerings. One option focuses on short-term drama and urgency, while the other focuses on long-term success and trust in a market segment. There really is a good balance between short-term and long-term objectives for any company. Are you clever enough to find it? Long-term objectives often come with more pain in the short term, and short-term objectives often come with more pain in the long term. Sometimes it's a matter of determining your tolerance for pain. Oh, and by the way, did you Google me, check my background, and subscribe to my blog yet? Come back anytime to read some more. I'll be here when you're ready to do business. Thanks for your time. Have a great day. And consider whether you're selling Sucker 4000s like an old school vacuum cleaner salesman, or whether you are looking for a longer term approach where you're going to let the other people do the selling for you. Have a great day.